Our first speaker today is Karen Savoy. Karen is the Director of Education for the Cavity Free at 3 program with the Colorado AHEC Program Office at the University of Colorado and Schutz Medical Campus. Karen practiced dental hygiene for 25 years prior to joining the educational arena, where oral health awareness is her current focus. Through Cavity Free at 3, she strives to collaborate education regarding the prevalence and severe consequences of early childhood caries.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Can you hear me okay in the back? Thank you for joining us. You are in for a real treat here this morning. I want to thank the other members of the Cavity Free at 3 technical assistance team for supporting this effort to get this information out to you. I hope that you're aware that we have some of the very high players within the program here. So I welcome you and thank you for joining us. Anyone here familiar with Cavity Free at 3? Hey, how many people from Colorado? And other places, I'm assuming we're from all over the country. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I'm very thrilled to be able to present this program to you, and I hope that you learn something. We're going to do the presenter disclosures at once. You may see them again, but these are the people who you will be hearing from this morning. We have no personal financial relationship to disclose to you. So we'll get through that slide and get on with the show here. Cavity Free at 3 started in 2006. This is one of my favorite Cavity Free at 3 participants. We have a lot of wonderful children that we reach throughout the state. And I hope that you can understand that these are the children that we're looking for. We're looking for the people who have difficulty in access to care, people who really have problem finding a dental provider. And hopefully we can show you a solution to some of those issues that arise when people have problems with access to care. The program objectives that we'll talk about this morning, we want you to know that we present this model to a wide variety of participants. I tease people all the time, we will present to anyone who will listen to us. Our presentations are not limited to a certain group of people. We certainly focus on people who provide direct patient care, licensed medical providers that provide direct patient care. But it's really important to realize that oral health needs to be a priority in families, in educational settings, in practice settings. We need to raise awareness of the problems that we have that result from these huge disparities that come from early childhood caries. We are certainly going to talk about program funding and sustainability. This is a program that we hope will be around for a very long time. We have had some policy changes in Colorado that we'll talk about that have allowed Medicaid reimbursement for primary care providers providing oral health counseling and education in a well child visit. So that's a really important part of our program. I want to stress that this is an educational program, so we really want to raise awareness about the consequences. Medical and dental providers really have to share the responsibility of oral disease. It's not something that the medical providers can assume the dental providers are taking care of, or vice versa. The dental providers need to realize that we will gain strength by sharing the responsibility of early childhood caries. We have to have the support and participation of primary care providers, whether that be pediatricians, family docs, nurse practitioners, in a wide variety of settings. We have to join forces as a team to address these disparities. We have two components to our program. We have two models. The first one that we'll talk about is child oral health. So we have a series of presentations that talks about how to integrate oral health into a variety of settings. We talked about that. The main components of the child oral health presentation would be the caries risk assessment. I hope you've all heard about this before. About anticipatory guidance. Better. I feel like I'm screaming. I don't have to scream anymore. We talked about people who attend our presentations get a lot of information about how to do parental counseling, how to give correct information, the most recent information as to when to brush the child's teeth, how to brush the child's teeth, when the child should have an established dental home, which is 12 months of age. That's a new recommendation that's come out. We want to make sure that they get the educational component that is so important to the success of prevention. And then the last component of the program is really the fluoride varnish application. We know that if we can get fluoride varnish in a variety of settings, we'll have a better chance at improving the outcome of that child. What is early childhood caries? I hope you've heard about this in the disparities section of some of the presentations that have been held here. We know that it's a syndrome characterized by severe decay. We've all seen the pictures, but I want you to realize that this is a huge problem in today's children, not only in Colorado, but throughout the nation. We know it's a bacterial infection. We know that it's transmissible. We know that it's highest in minority and rural areas. So we want to make sure that we know that 70% of children in this country are affected by this disease. We know that mothers who have untreated disease, their children are at higher risk to develop early childhood caries. So the second component of the program really deals with perinatal health. The consequences in Colorado, we've lost 540,000 elementary school hours due to dental visits or other oral health problems. These children are affected. They cannot attend school. They cannot eat properly. They cannot focus. They cannot concentrate. It causes them to fall behind in their studies. It causes them, of course, to miss school. We develop problems with self-esteem. They're not able to get proper nutrition, so it's a huge problem. We know that the mouth is a part of, oral health is a part of overall health. I know you've heard that message before, but when we have small children who can't give us the, they don't have the ability to communicate that they're having a problem, it becomes a huge detriment to their development. 28% of children have already experienced tooth decay by the time they're between 2 and 5 years of age. And by age 11, almost 50% of children have had tooth decay. We know it's the most common chronic disease in children. 5% of children in the U.S. have some form of early childhood caries. 30 to 50% of low-income children have experienced early childhood caries, 5 times more common than asthma. We like being on the radar because the way to make a change is to raise awareness of the disease. Our prevalence by age in Colorado, you can see that at age 1, we have about 8% of children that have experienced decay, and the dramatic rise between the ages 3 and 4. Hence the program, the development of the program, Cavity Free at 3. If we can do some interception between the ages of 3 and 4 and keep those decay rates as low as possible, that's the goal of the program, is to get those decay rates down. States reimbursing physicians for oral health services. In July of 2009, the Medicaid guideline in Colorado changed, allowing primary care physicians to receive reimbursement for oral health services at a well child visit. Colorado was the 39th state to institute that policy, so Cavity Free at 3 was instrumental in getting that policy in place. Currently, we have 40 states that have some type of reimbursement for these services. The perinatal model, part 2 of Cavity Free at 3. Our presentations are typically 4 hours minimum. We give 2 hours to the infant or child oral health and then 2 hours to perinatal health. We have special emphasis on pregnant women, their access to care, how they can receive care when they're pregnant, and especially the fact that disease prevention in infants starts before birth. It's very important that the mother have good health care, good oral care, so that we have better outcomes in the children. Good oral health, control of oral disease in a woman really begins before birth. We talked about that. Many women don't seek dental care for whatever reason. We don't emphasize to them the importance of it, but it is perfectly safe. The message that we want to make sure that you leave here with, that it is perfectly safe for pregnant women to receive dental care during pregnancy. There are certain times that are optimal, but it is safe. They should seek dental care. They should get routine preventive care, and they should spend special time getting any decay, any active disease taken care of while they're pregnant. We certainly have a teachable moment when people are pregnant. We want to make sure that they're getting the message about oral health for not only themselves, but for their children. While you're pregnant, you're open to what's best for your child. You want to give your child the absolute best start, whether that be education-wise, dental health-wise, but that teachable moment we want to really seize. The education of the pregnant woman can certainly lead to improved long-term oral health for the child. So we want to make sure they're getting the message while they're pregnant. We certainly have a dental disconnect. 34% of pregnant women visit the dentist. That's not a lot. I don't know what the statistic is for the general population, but there's not enough. Pregnant women have a tendency to want to put dental care off, and it's very important that they seek dental treatment while they're pregnant. Only 50% of pregnant women that have a dental problem visit the dentist. They will do it tomorrow, they don't have time, dental insurance is sometimes a concern, but we want to make sure that they have access to dental services. Some of the barriers that we need to address, sometimes they're not aware. Some people get the message from, I've never spoken to a physician that says you shouldn't see a dentist while you're pregnant, but we want to make sure that they're getting that message. We want to make sure they understand that it's important that they have a good oral health evaluation while they're pregnant. Lack of time, if they think they don't have time while they're pregnant, they certainly don't have time after the baby comes. So we want to make sure they get there previously. That's the message that I love to give to patients. It's a lot easier for you to come with your child while they're still in the womb, because when you come back in 6 months, I'm going to have one leg rocking the infant seat while I'm trying to clean your teeth. The last thing I would like to share with you is something I'm very proud of. We have a language translation project through Cavity Free at 3. It was my goal when we started to do the top 10 languages spoken in Colorado. So all of our educational material, which is written at the fifth grade level, intended for patient distribution, has been translated into multiple languages. These are the number of speakers. We have 126 languages spoken in Colorado, and we've done translations into the top 7. So please, I invite you to visit our website. All of our information is available for download. All of these translations are available. If you go to the www.cavityfreeat3.org, check on Get Materials and go to Other Languages, all of the PDF files for these languages are available for you. So if you have a patient coming in or you're doing counseling on a patient, you can instantly produce that in their language. We've done English, Spanish, German, French, Vietnamese. We just did Korean. We've done Russian, we did Hindi, we've done Somali. So please, take advantage of this. It's a wonderful resource, and I invite you to look at it. This is an example of the Hindi that we just did. This is the brochure that you'll be looking for. Again, the website where it's available to you. And my last and favorite slide is how to say brush your teeth in the languages that we have.